The rest of the story. Artist Vincent van Gogh has been described as a mad genius for almost a century now. Mad because he cut off his ear and sent it to his sweetheart. Mad because he was prone to raging fits, during one of which he tried to kill his best friend. Mad because much of his greatest work was accomplished in the last year of his life in an insane asylum. The landscape Starry Night was painted as he peered through the bars of a cell there. It is surely the most famous and most often reprinted of his masterworks. It has also been described as proof of Van Gogh's madness, a spectral hallucination, you have been told. The night sky is seen through haunted eyes and a twisted brain. But this is the rest of the story. One of the most wistful ballads of the 70s was written by Don McLean, a love song, you might say, called Vincent, and it describes the people Van Gogh painted. Weathered faces lined in pain are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Also the landscapes, shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and daffodils, catch the breeze and winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. And a recurring phrase is, starry, starry night. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Well, that particular starry night was July 27, 1890, more than 100 years ago, in an open field in Auvers, when the artist turned a revolver on himself. He died of the gunshot wound 2 days later, age 37. Balladeer McLean, in the lyrics to Vincent, describes a man tormented but sane, a mistreated, misunderstood fellow who saw life more clearly than the rest of us. And yet the armchair analysts who insist Van Gogh was schizophrenic continue to cite his phantasmagoric landscapes like Starry Night or Cafe Terrace at Night or Starry Night over the Rhone River. Only someone who is hallucinating, it is argued, could see such a dazzling, sparkling, swirling display in the heavens as though the sky were a cauldron of ravishing light. And yet the rest of the story is that Van Gogh's problem was most probably physiological, not psychological, that the artist suffered from a rare brain disorder centered in the temporal lobe and associated with epilepsy. His symptoms, his behavior all point to this condition, a physical illness which has been recognized only recently, and his fantastically deranged starry skyscapes. Well, astronomers now confirm by turning back their planetarium clocks to the precise evenings and the precise locations at which those paintings were completed, by scientifically returning to the moments and the places where Van Gogh stood and what he saw, and what he saw was real. I mean the position of the moon, the actual constellations with the stars, so precisely spaced and placed in such astronomically perfect relationship to one another, that a scientist today could use Van Gogh's artwork in celestial chronography or even in stellar navigation. They called him crazy, and he died believing them. But you know the rest of the story.